Hi, thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. The penultimate game of the 2016 season, Miami in Washington, as part of a three-game set. With the full Saturday afternoon rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins come up short in Washington today. They drop a 2-1 ball game to fall to 79-81 on the season. With one game remaining, the Marlins are assured of a sub-500 finish. Very disappointing that this was a team that was 9 over, 57-48 at the end of the month of July. Winning records in April, May, June, and July. But then 10-18 in August, 12-14 in September, now 0-1 in October, 22-33 since the 1st of August. For the Marlins, Wei-Yin Chen made his final start of the season today, matched up with a 15-game winner for the Nationals, Tanner Roark. And the Nats struck first in inning number one. Trey Turner led the ballgame off with a single. He took second on a Michael Taylor comebacker. Man at second, one down in the first for Bryce Harper.
Here's the pitch, and here's a line drive, base hit up the middle. Here comes Turner to third base. He's been waved. Here comes the throw by Yelich. It's cut off. Turner scores. 1-0
Bryce
Nationals.
Harper had an RBI single to center field.
86th run batted.
The Nationals had a 1-0 lead at that point. It would stay a 1-0 game until the fifth, when with two outs and nobody on, Trey Turner stepped to the plate for the Nats.
High fly ball, well tagged by Trey Turner, and it is gone into the Marlins bullpen. Trey Turner has struck again, this time against Wei-Yin Chen. A home run gives the Nationals a 2-0 lead.
That fifth inning would be Chen's final inning. Chen allowed two runs on six hits in this game with a walk and five strikeouts, 80 pitches, 54 strikes. He ends the year with a 4.96 ERA. In the top of the sixth, the Marlins finally got something going against Tanner Roark. They'd had some chances earlier, left five men on base in the first three innings alone. Roark then with a perfect fourth, a perfect fifth inning. He walked leadoff man Christian Yelich in the sixth. Yelich stole second base and with two outs was in scoring position for Chris Johnson, celebrating his 32nd birthday today.
Here's a ground ball, right side, base hit. Coming around third is Christian Yelich. He is going to score. And as the throw gets away from Severino at the plate, Johnson goes down to second on the throw. That'll be a hit and an RBI for Chris Johnson, and the Marlins are on the board. It's 2-1 Nationals here in the sixth.
That would be it for Tanner Roark. Chris Johnson with a two-out RBI hit on his birthday. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. With the tying man in scoring position, Blake Treinen came out of the bullpen to face Destin Hood, and Treinen struck the rookie out, ending the sixth inning, preserving the 2-1 Nationals lead and closing the book on Roark. 5 2/3 innings, three hits and a run. He walked 4-1 intentionally, struck out four for Roark, 109 pitches, 67 strikes. The Nationals bullpen took it from there. After trying to escape the sixth inning, Sean Kelly pitched a perfect seventh. He started the eighth, and he walked the first man, Miguel Rojas. The speedster, Jeffrey Perez, pinch ran. With Christian Yelich coming up, the Nats brought the lefty Mark Zepchinski into the ball game. Perez tried to steal second base with Yelich batting, but he was thrown out by Pedro Severino, gunned down 2-6, second time in six tries this year that Jeffrey Perez has been thrown out trying to steal a base. So one out, nobody on. Christian Yelich had an infield hit. But then Justin Bour facing lefty struck out for the second out with Jeff Francoeur coming up. The closer, Mark Melancon, entered the ball game. Melancon got Francoeur to ground out, leaving the tying man at first base and sending this one to the ninth. Still 2-1 Nationals. Melancon stayed out there for a four-out save. He struck out Chris Johnson leading off the ninth. He got Destin Hood to ground to third. And then Jeff Mathis grounded to short. And this one belongs to the Nationals. For the Nats, two runs, that's all they needed in this ball game today. The pitching was very good for Washington throughout. The Nats in this ball game with two runs on seven hits. They committed one error and left six men on base. For the Marlins, one run, four hits, no errors. They strand seven. Tanner Roark, the winning pitcher, he's 16-10. Wei-Yin Chen takes the loss. He finishes his year 5-5. For Mark Melancon, save number 46, his 16th as a National. Time of the game was 3 hours, 3 minutes, and a crowd of 31,635 goes home happy. The Nats win their 94th. They're 94-67 with one to go. 49-30 here at Nationals Park this year. That's the Marlins. They fall to 79-81. They fall to 39-41 on the road. With Miami falling to 79-81, the Marlins have assured themselves of a sub-500 finish this year. They last finished above 500 in 2009 when they went 87-75. So now seven straight losing seasons for the Marlins. That's the longest active drought in all of Major League Baseball.
Well, the day has come, the final game of the season for the Marlins. And with that, our fish family code for today is see you soon. Won't be too long before we're back in Jupiter and back in Marlins Park for the 2017 season. Find this afternoon's game at 3:05 on MLB.com, the MLB at Bat app, 9:40 wins in Miami and Fort Lauderdale on the Miami Marlins Radio Network. Marlins on Deck starts just after 2:30. We hope you join us. And again, we'll see you soon.